Tokyo, Rio, Sydney, Los Angeles, Tulsa? Tulsa, Oklahoma? You heard me right. Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the Dust Bowl state, is bidding to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. This is no joke. The man spearheading the effort is here with me today to explain why. Hi, Neil.
Hi. How you doing, Todd?
I'm fine, thank you. Neil Mavis is a member of the 2024 Tulsa, Oklahoma Olympic Exploratory Committee. Neil, I had no idea such a thing existed.
Well, a lot of people think that, and it's a lot of people also think of Tulsa as a flyover Dust Bowl city, and that's why they don't even think about them. So it's understandable.
You heard the list of Tier 1 Olympic cities throughout history. Why should Tulsa join them?
Because the big surprise is we've got all of the athletic infrastructure in place that Atlanta did at the same stage of the bidding process. Like I said earlier, a lot of people think of Tulsa as just a flyover Dust Bowl city at the end of the Trail of Tears. But after we did the research, we found out that one of the leading things is the state spends about a quarter of its state budget on higher education, on the university system. And because of the associated athletic facilities that go with it, we've actually got the same amount of athletic facilities in the same radius of Tulsa that Atlanta did at the same stage of the bid process.
Amazing. So this is to say that Oklahoma's obsession with college football, essentially, is your gain in the Olympic process.
Not just football, but it's a bunch of other sports. We've got three Olympic training sites here in Oklahoma. We've got archery, volleyball, and also rowing here.
Does Tulsa have enough, roads infrastructure? I mean, you look at some of these cities, Beijing, they didn't just build the Bird's Nest Stadium. They built roads and highways and interchanges and train stations, probably even train lines just to handle all the people.
Well, there's a couple of ways to look at that. The official IOC bid documents state that you need to have 40,000 to 45,000 hotel rooms. And if we put four people in each room, that's less than 200,000 people that you need to accommodate. And the official bid documents also specifically state you need to have room for 5,000 athletes, specifically for dorms. So we're looking at only a total of about 200,000 people that are going to be showing up for the games. And as far as the infrastructure, one of the things about the United States is a lot of our cities have got a lot more infrastructure than a lot of other cities around the world. And here in Tulsa, we've got plenty of fiber optics. So that's one of the keys to the Olympics, is it's a major televised event.
Well, my last question for you, Neil Mavis, before I let you go, we like to deal with 30-second pitches in this business, in the radio business. So if I'm an Olympic, International Olympic Committee bigwig, and I'm looking at bids from Stockholm, Buenos Aires, and one from Vladivostok in Russia in 2024, you got 30 seconds. Sell me on Tulsa. What does it have over Stockholm?
Well, our bid theme is Native America. We're internationally recognized for Native America. We've got 7 Olympic sports that come from Native America. 26 states in the United States are named after Native American words or phrases. The greatest Olympian of the first half of the century was Jim Thorpe. He's right here in Tulsa. And we believe that we could not be just a city bid or a state bid, but a bid for the entire United States. And because of worldwide recognition for country music, Route 66, and Native America, we've got a bid theme that's going to basically challenge any other city in the world.
Neil Mavis, this particular IOC bigwig, sold. Neil Mavis, a member of the Tulsa 2024 Olympic Bid Committee, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.